Inspector, would you relate some of your unhappy experiences this past weekend with the Beetle Group?
Well, Phil, they were unhappy incidents due to the fact that when we have a group in town, we try to afford our people an opportunity to see them. We hope that no incidents arise, but in this case, some did. Number one, of course, we were very happy in that upon the arrival of the troop, we were rather concerned with security at the Leamington Motor Inn, but we accomplished getting them into the motel and up to their floor with no incidents arising. We had no trouble, Phil, with three of the Beatles because they had, upon returning from the show at Met Stadium, had gone to the hotel, had had a lunch, and had gone right to bed. We did have trouble, however, with the report of a girl in one of their rooms, that of Paul McCartney. We did, however, get the manager of the Beatle troupe to announce himself at Mr. McCartney's room and tell him that the girl would have to leave the room or we would have to force entry into the room. We told all members of the troop who were causing us a problem that they were in violation of a city ordinance, that of false hotel registration, where only the person registered in the room may reside there. We felt, Phil, very frankly, that this is a typical traveling troop, much like you have with a circus, and that they are here today and they are gone tomorrow.
Yeah, man, just about enough, Max.
This is a stereo ambiophonics take 59.
And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, ooh, here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before. About the night we cried, because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, and you were here today, ooh,
audiences around the world are very pleased to hear all the old Beatles songs. I read about one of the concerts in Cologne, Germany some days ago that they called out for Ringo and spontaneously began to sing Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, that's right. That started out in Barcelona, actually, started that. Because I was doing a tribute to John, then I did something for George, and then somebody said, then what about Ringo? So then the whole place. I think it's like a football song, you know, Yellow Submarine.
That's true.
Like football crowds kind of almost singing. Yeah, so that was good. Hey, you know, mustn't forget Ringo.
Hey everybody, here we are again at Astoria Studios in England. It's a fabulous place and we have... Oh, hi Dave.
Hey.
Oh hey, great haircut.
Oh, thanks.
Great hat.
It's Mark's.
Tell me about your personality.
Hey
accountable, of course, to all the citizens of Minneapolis, and we feel for the welfare and safety of their kids, even though they may be a little hysterical and they may go a little overboard for this type of thing. We know where our responsibility lies. We did remove several girls from the hotel. We removed a couple of them from a room that had been reserved for a dining room, and they were in bed in this room. Most of the kids were not too indignant upon being removed because they had accomplished their purpose in getting into the hotel.
So I understand you feel that these kids did not have any idea of proper behavior.
The Beatles? I don't believe so, or I don't think they would tolerate this thing going on within the troupe. They moved in and out of the motel. They seemed to mingle with quite a number of young girls who were on the sidewalk. These were, for the most part, primarily Minneapolis girls.
I'm Kathy Kraft from Akron.
I'm George from wonderful WWW. Pleased to meet you.
Is there any way we could get to meet you after the concert?
Well, if you're real nice, you'd like to get to meet us after.
George, yeah. I want to tell you that if you ever come to Omaha, you can stay at my house.
Oh, thank you.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it gold. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Woke up last night, 4:30, 50 women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Went out last night, I didn't stay late. For home had a 19 bed. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Last night, I didn't stay late. For the home had a 19 days. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now, yeah. Well, they took some honey from the tree, dressed it up and they called it free. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
At midnight, we called the curfew. We told the kids that they were in violation of it, those under 18 years of age, and they would have to move on. It came to our attention at that time from a couple of the girls on the sidewalk that they had friends who they were waiting for that were within the motel. We then felt, of course, that the only place they would be is on the fifth floor of the motel where the Beatles were housed. We went to the fifth floor and we completely shook down the fifth floor, doing this with the aid of pass keys, knocking on doors, and telling people that the curfew was now enforced and that they would have to have guests leave the hotel.
What was their reaction to this enforcement?
Some of the members of the troupe, Phil, became very indignant. They told us that Minneapolis was a very narrow-minded town, as were its police officials, and that other cities had been very tolerant to the parties that they had held in their rooms.
Yeah. Have you written any songs specifically for people? Did you write Wait for Frankie Vaughan?
No. Have you? We weren't thinking of Frankie at the time. But no, we used to write in the early days when we had more time to write for other people. And, oh, we seemed to be... that's the only time...
Wrote one for Helen Shapiro and Kenny Lynch did it.
Yes.
Mm. Wrote one for Cliff and we did it. And Billy Jay and those days were the only ones we really wrote for people.
Mm.
We thought we had some to spare.
It's been a long...
Frankie Vaughan with Wait.
It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We forget the tears we cried. But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried.
I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will wait for me.
It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we've cried.
I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will wait for me.
But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. It's been a long time. Coming back home, I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone.
Was this because of the enforcement?
I believe so, Phil. They were very irate about that, and they could not understand why our bars closed at 1 o'clock, nor could they understand many other things.
As far as Paul McCartney is concerned, did you have any personal problem with him?
No, sir, we did not. I did not speak to Mr. McCartney. I felt that he had a business manager here, and I felt it was his place to keep his product in tow.
Are you a Beatle fan?
No, sir, I hear the music around my house, but I'm not a Beatle fan.
Do you expect any calls as a result of this?
Yes, sir, I do expect quite a few calls, Phil. It just seems that every time that we do take an enforcement action, we do get some calls.
I know the police generally have done a great job on this current tour, but what do you think personally about some of them trying to get autographs and going out of the line of duty? You know, you've seen so many of them come back in the plane, and it's like, to me, and this may be a little strong, we can cut this out if you want. To me, it may be a little strong, but it's sort of a bribe. What do you think of this?
Well, some of the police do sort of bribe. You know, you sign this or we don't help you. But most of them are just normal fellas. You get sort of lousy people in any organization. You get a couple of lousy cops who sort of threaten you, or not threaten you with violence, but sort of you, unless you sign me 80 of these, you're not going to get, I'm not going to look after you. But no, they're no worse than any people in any organisation. You get bums everywhere.
As soon as you're born,
they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. You want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Get a job, cop.